Hi guys, I'm Lauren, coach, and welcome again, no, to another Money Wise episode. So, ang topic natin ngayon is about budgeting. So, iba sa inyo, no, siguro may budget na, nililista yung mga expenses nila, nililista lahat ng income nila. So, somehow, budgeting tawag dun. Okay, so, i-define muna natin, ano ba yung budgeting? Basically, it's a plan, no, magkakaroon tayo ng plano, kung paano natin, kung saan ang gagaling yung mga income natin at saan natin siya gagastusin. Okay, so lalagay mo na ron, let's say for the month of, let's say for example, no, for the month of December, no, ilalagay mo na ron kung magkano yung marireceive mong income. At the same time, ilalagay mo na rin kung ano yung mga possible expenses, no, na gagawin mo or yung gagastusin mo for the whole month. Okay, that's budgeting. Same thing siguro if you're employed, no, siguro narinig mo yung budget for the month, and then after the month, i-compare sa actual expenses and income, no, same thing with your own personal finance, no, with our own money. Kailangan may sarili din tayong budget. Inilista natin yung mga possible income na marireceive natin every month, and of course, kung saan natin siya i-allocate. Okay? So basically, it's a plan, and then we allocate to different expenses, and of course, sa investments and other savings, no? Kumbaga, handun na lahat sa plano mo. Ito yung makikitain ko for the month. Saan ko siya dadalhin? Okay? Sa investment, sa savings, sa short-term need na kailangan, no, or sa mga possible na kailangan budgetan. Okay, so basically, i-allocate mo siya. Okay, so kahit di mo pa na-earn yung income mo, naka-allocate na yun. Kumbaga, naka-direct na. So you're directing your money where it should go within the month, no? Kumbaga, sasabihin mo na sa kanya bago mo pa lang siya ma-earn kung saan siya pupunta. Okay? Of course, at the end of your budget, dapat zero. And yung zero dapat yun. Kumbaga, dapat na-allocate mo lahat. Okay? So, again, there are many ways how to budget. You could list all your expenses, no? Siguro, every... Sabi na iba, paano kung matatrack kung mag-i-start pa lang ako ngayon? So, check your credit card statements kung ano yung mga ginastos mo. Okay? Check mo yung mga current expenses mo. Or pag-isipan mo, upuan mo, ano yung mga possible expenses mo this month. Okay? So, first, lista mo lahat ng possible income mo for the month. Next, ilista mo yung mga possible expenses mo for the month. Ngayon, sabi ko nga kanina, paano mo malalaman yung possible expenses mo? Siyempre, pwede mong pag-isipan kung ano ba yung normal na ginagastos mo. Pwede mo rin i-check yung mga credit card statements mo or yung mga debit card statements mo kung meron, no? Para makita mo ano ba yung mga normal or ano ba yung mga expenses mo na lagi mong ginagastos. Okay? At the end of the day, dapat zero yon, no? Dapat kung nag-i-invest ka, dapat makuha mo na ron, nakalagay na rin doon kung magkano invest mo, magkano isa-save mo. Kung meron ka pinag-iipunan, dapat nandun na rin yon. Okay? So dapat zero yung ending noon, no? Lahat dapat ng income mo na-allocate. And dapat positive, no? Baka negative pa yan. Okay? So budgeting kasi dapat positive yan as much as possible. Or zero. Zero pala rather. Okay? So what are the importance? So discuss muna natin yung importance. What are the importance of budgeting? Okay? First is, nagiging wise spender ka. No? Pag alam mo, no, kung pag nakita mo, ay sobrang dami ko pala nagagastos sa dine out o sa mga restaurants, no, or sa mga movie house, no. So baka kumbaga nag-check ka eh. Kasi nakikita mo sobra-sobra pala yung ginagastos mo sa paglabas, sa pagkain sa labas, no. So you will become a wise spender. So that's one of the important thing of budgeting. So second is, of course, no, if you do your budgeting, na syempre nakalagay doon. Kasama na ron dapat sa budget mo yung for retirement mo. Okay? So, this could lead to happy retirement. Of course, kasama lagi sa budget mo dapat yung retirement fund mo. Third is, achieve financial goals. Again, if you have a budget, sasama mo na rin yun yung mga savings mo, yung mga investment mo for your certain financial goals like educational fund, no? Like dream travel, dream house, no? So, nakasama yan sa budget. No? So, pag may budget ka, fina-follow mo siya every month, okay? Ma-achieve mo yung mga financial goals mo. So, that's why it's one of the importance of having a budget. Okay? Third is, fourth is show weaknesses. So, again, makikita mo dito kung ano ba yung dapat i-improve. Kailangan ko bang taasan yung income ko? Kailangan ko bang babaan yung expenses ko? Or wala pala ako na itatabi? Wala pala ako na i-invest, no? So, makikita ano ba yung mga weaknesses mo, your financial weaknesses, kumbaga. And fifth, of course, is feedbacks. Okay? So, feedbacks, kasi pag gumawa ka ng budget, makikita mo na agad eh. Okay? Kung dapat pala, masyadong malaki yung investment ko, kailangan kong munang babaan, ganyan. Okay? So, it gives you feedback talaga kung ano yung mga dapat mong i-improve at ano yung dapat mong ibawasan. Okay? So, basically, that's the five major reasons, no, for me, bakit kailangan mong mag-budget. Madali lang naman eh, through Excel or sa papel, pwede, no? So, let's say, for example, next month, gawin mo na, no? Sulat mo, again, sulat mo lahat ng income mo, tapos lahat ng mga possible expenses mo. Unahin mo na yung mga savings mo, no? And your investments, ha? Dapat nabawas mo na lang. Okay? So, what are the types? What are the common types of having a budget? Ano ba yung mga budgeting na pwedeng gawin? Okay? For others, ito yung formula, di ba? 10-20-70. This is the very popular formula. So, ibig sabihin, no? Pwede mong gawin, no? Yung income mo, divide mo sa 10-20-70. 10%, 20%, 70%. So, 10% should go to tithes. 20% should go to investments or your savings, emergency funds, kung wala ka pa emergency fund. So, emergency fund video, panoorin mo yon in our previous series. Okay? 70 naman is your expenses. Like wants, needs, dapat nandiyan na yan. So, dapat no, magkasya lahat dito sa 70. Okay? Again, 10 tithes, 20% for your savings and investments. Or kung wala ka pang emergency fund, pwede mo dyan kunin. 70 is for your needs and wants, yung mga expenses mo. Okay? Ako naman, yung ina-advocate ko, kami sa Ascending Life, yung tinuturo namin, and we give worksheets, no, and we give, kumbaga, template Excels, paano mako-compute to, kumbaga, automatic, ipa-plot mo na lang, and paano matatrack yung mga expenses mo. Meron kami sa Ascending Life. So, if you're a student of Ascending Life, makukuha mo yung mga worksheets na to. Ito yung tinuturo namin, 10, 20, 30, 4C. So, ano ba yun? Okay, mas revise siya. Okay, so 10 o'clock rather. 10% is tithes, 20% again for the investment and savings emergency fund. So halos pareho lang sila. Ang pinakaiba lang, no, in-split namin to. Okay? So 30% is your wants, no, kasi we believe na you should somehow reward yourself pa rin. Okay? So the wants, the travel, yung pag movie, ganyan. So, dito papasok yan. So, wants. And 40% is the necessity. Ito yung mga kailangan mo, yung mga, syempre, yung mga non-negotiable expenses like bayad sa bahay, bayad sa oriente, tubig, ganyan. So, dito siya papasok. And 30% is wants. Again, pag kinulang ka dito, dito ako kukuha sa wants. No, sa 30% mo. Basically, ganun lang yung ginawa ko. Mas in-split ko lang itong 70. Okay? Kasi medyo malaki yung 70. Okay, para din makapag somehow mayroon kong budget for travel, enjoyment. Okay? So hopefully may natutunan ka, no, about our topic budgeting, and kung meron ka natutunan, please do share this video, no, like this video, and please subscribe to my channel na YouTube, search mo lang Coach Lauren Genicio, and sa Facebook kung hindi mo pa nalalike or napa-follow, please like and follow my page. Okay? Thank you and see you in our next episode. God bless.